Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 422 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden, and this week I'm going to have a little discussion about Nashville Rep's upcoming production of The Whipping Man by Matthew Lopez. And so we're going to get into that discussion just after, you guessed it, these brief messages. Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
Alright, so let's talk a little bit about Nashville Rep's upcoming production of The Whipping Man. Now, typically when I focus on a particular theater company here at the Inexplicable Dumb Show, I like to have an interview with someone that is associated with the theater company that is the featured guest of the week. Unfortunately, this time around, guys, scheduling has been wacky. Shane, of course, poor Shane, was in an accident, and you know it's doing well but recovering and having to deal with that and getting car and insurance and all sorts of things, I'm sure. So unfortunately, this week I'm going to have to rely on my degree in journalism from the Larry King School of Journalism and Google. So I thought I'd explore a little bit on the interwebs and find out a little bit about Matthew Lopez, a little bit about the production history prior to The Whipping Man coming to Nashville Rep. So hopefully that'll pique your interest as we move along. So anyway, The Whipping Man by Matthew Lopez is going to be Nashville Repertory Theater's upcoming production, featuring former Tennessee Titan Eddie George and also Matthew Rosenbaum and James Rudolph. Live on stage on Tennessee Performing Arts Center, TPAC, Johnson Theater, February 7th through the 21st, 2015, with previews February 5th and 6th. Now, poking around here, by the by, Samuel French is the publisher of The Whipping Man, so I went to their website to see their prepared kind of bio of Matthew Lopez. Matthew Lopez is the author of The Whipping Man, one of the most widely produced new American plays of the last several seasons. Since its world premiere at Luna Stage in 2006, it has played at over 24 theaters across the country, including the Old Globe, Actors Theater of Louisville, the Alliance Theater, Northlight Theater, Barrington Stage, Hartford Stage, and Baltimore Center Stage. The play premiered in New York in 2010 at Manhattan Theater Club, directed by Doug Hughes, starring Andre Brower. The sold-out production extended four times, ultimately running for 101 performances off-Broadway and garnering Obie and Lucille Lortle Awards. Matthew himself was awarded the John Gassner New Play Award from the New York Outer Critics Circle for this play, The Whipping Man. His other play, entitled Somewhere, premiered at the Old Globe and has been subsequently produced at Theater Works in Palo Alto, California, and most recently at Harvard Stage Company. Other plays of his include The Legend of Georgia McBride, world premiere at the Denver Center Theater in 2014, Reverberation, world premiere at Hartford Stage Company, 2015, it says. I don't know the exact date, so sometime this year. The Sentinels, world premiere, Headlong Theatre, London, 2011. Matthew currently holds new play commissions from Hartford Stage Company, Manhattan Theatre Club, and South Coast Rep. And this is probably the clincher for me. He worked as a staff writer for the HBO series The Newsroom. So how exciting and cool is that, huh? I love that series, so already he's okay in my book. So that's a little bit about the playwright. Now let's talk a little bit more specifically about this play, The Whipping Man. So I figured, well, you know, when you're dealing with an interviewing playwright, it's always best to kind of let them give you what their play's about. Because, you know, they'll get around sort of a slick marketing thing. I don't know. But anyway, I typically ask the playwright, okay, so what you playing, right? So I went to Matthew Lopez's website, which, don't worry, I'll have a link to in the show notes page for this particular episode. All right. So according to Matthew himself, this is his synopsis. It is Passover, 1865. The Civil War has just ended, and the annual celebration of freedom from bondage is being observed in Jewish homes across the country. One of these homes, belonging to the De Leons of Virginia, sits in ruins. Confederate officer Caleb De Leon has returned from the war to find his family missing and only two former slaves remaining. Caleb is badly wounded, and the two other men, Simon and John, are forced to care for him. As the three men wait for the family's return, they wrestle with their shared past as master and slave, digging up long-buried family secrets along the way, as well as new ones. Slavery and war, they discover, warp even good men's souls. So you intrigued or what? It's pretty exciting stuff, right? What I also think is pretty cool about it is it's, you know, obviously going to kind of resonate with things that are going on today in our world. So I think that's a beautiful thing and a beautiful quality of theater that we can deal with something that happened in 1865, but yet it's still current and pertinent today. So that's pretty exciting stuff. So again, The Whipping Man is the winner of the 2011 John Gassner New Play Award from New York Outer Critics Circle. Again, just to rehash, it was world premiere April 2006 at Luna Stage Company. Received its New York premiere at the Manhattan Theater Club. Now, other productions around the country, and I pulled some just from our region, just from the Southeast, just because I think it's kind of cool to see what other theaters in our region, what they are doing. So, its production history in the Southeast is that March 15th through April 1st, 2012, Guerrilla Theater in Tampa, Florida. January 8th through February 2nd, 2013, Actors Theater of Louisville, of course in Louisville, Kentucky. February 20th through March 9th, 2013, the Actors Theater of Charlotte, North Carolina. Excuse me. March 8th through April 7th, 2013, at the Alliance Theater Company down in Atlanta, Georgia. And March 15th through March 30th, 2013, at the Gulf Shore Playhouse in Naples, Florida. The most recent production, besides the upcoming Nashville Rep production, was at South Coast Rep in Costa Mesa, California, and that ran from January 4th through 25th of this year. Nashville Rep is, according to Samuel French, Nashville Rep is among 13 productions of The Whipping Man slated for this year throughout the United States and Canada. So I think it's kind of cool stuff to bring current, hot, popular shows to the Nashville audience. I commend Nashville Rep for doing that. And I love to see how Nashville audiences respond. I think they're gonna embrace it and everything else. But I think this is also a challenging piece. So I'm looking forward to it. How do we get tickets, you might ask? Well, Nashville Repertory Theater's production of The Whipping Man by Matthew Lopez features, again, former Tennessee Titan Eddie George. Not to shortchange the other two guys, we got also Matthew Rosenbaum and James Rudolph. Live on stage, Tennessee Performing Arts Center, TPAC, Johnson Theater, February 7th through the 21st, 2015, with previews February 5th through 6th. You can buy tickets by phone, by calling 615-782-4040. That is 615-782-4040. Or you can go to NashvilleRep.org and follow the links of buying tickets. Now, of course, all this information about tickets will be on the show notes page for this particular episode, which you can always find at inexplicabledumbshow.com, www.inexplicabledumbshow.com.
Hey, actors, want to set up a website that is not a Facebook account? Yeah, use your name as your domain name. Check out DreamHost. It's easy to set up. And because you are a listener of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, you get a special treat. That's right. Go to www.dreamhost.com and enter this special code, IDS, all caps. You will receive two domain names with your web hosting package purchased from DreamHost. But only if you use the promo code IDS. And remember to use all caps on that. Just another way you get buzzed by the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for bearing with me as I talked a little bit about Nashville Rep's upcoming production of The Whippin' Man by Matthew Lopez featuring Tennessee Titans' own Eddie George. So that's going to be pretty exciting stuff. Ticket information that I talk about in the body of this podcast can be found on the show notes page for this particular episode at www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Hey, if you want to be part of the Dumb Show, please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282 or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com, or follow the show on Twitter at @inexplicableds, at capital I, inexplicable, capital D, capital S. Find out the latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week is our Valentine's Day special. So make sure you go out and get your sweetheart some Valentine's candy. We'll be joined by some IDS friends next week, so I'm looking forward to it. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye. That's a detergent.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at Magnatune.com. That's MAGNATUNE. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY. .com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.